Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day two of our 40 days of seeking His plans and purposes for our lives. Deliver me from my adversary. Psalm 31:4. You will pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me, for you are my strength. Here David again is seeking the Father's protection, the Father's deliverance for him because of the many enemies, both spiritually and natural, because behind every enemy is a spiritual enemy. Praying that God would deliver him from the traps and snares and the hidden dangers. The Art Scroll Tehillim's commentary here says that here David asks God to guide him gently, but if necessary, he hopes that God will lead him forcibly to the proper destination. I know we had this in our life when we were making a transition from our congregation and living in Westchester, Illinois, to moving out to Wheaton, Illinois. For years, God was gently putting it on my heart to move the congregation and ministry farther west. But in my mind, I couldn't, understand, well, how are we going to do this? I had prophetic words as well regarding this, that God was going to move us and we need to yield to His plans. We need to not be stiff-necked about it, but yield to it. We owned a home. Actually, we owned a duplex with my sister. And it just, everything just seemed, complicated. It was like, well, we've been in this area 20 years, again, making all these excuses, not knowing how or why, how it was going to be done. But the Father, again, gently through the Ruach, was already starting to show me that we needed to move, that we needed to go to a different area for our congregation and ministry. So again, starting to lead me gently, but then more forcibly by my sister wanting to sell our home. And for me, this was, kind of devastating. I felt so insecure. It's like, well, how are we, I'm not working in a secular job where I have a guaranteed salary. I'm working in full-time ministry. I have to trust God for every penny that we have. And this was a big step of faith, but I knew He was leading us, and again, making a way where there seemed to be no way. To make a long story short, and then things started changing in our congregation. Again, we were starting to, people were leaving, and I was starting to see that most of the people that were coming were from this area farther west, that where the Father wanted us. And it was a hard time, but God was again leading us forcefully to the proper destination. So again, to make a long story short, we sold our home. We moved out to the location where He wanted us. We didn't move the congregation right away because I was concerned about a few people. But, the Father said, you have to move. So we did move. We ended up finding a place place to live. A congregation opened their doors and is letting us rent from it. And we've been rebuilding, which has been very hard during this time of this COVID 2020. But the Father, again, made a way where there seemed to be no way. And, again, He is there to lead us and guide us and to protect us from those secret plans that the enemy would have to try to trip us up, to try to keep us from doing what He has called us to do, for again, laying those hidden nets. But greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And Psalm 91 is a great promise for those that belong to Messiah, for those who belong to Israel, that He would protect us from any trap or hidden danger. You better face it. If you are serving the Messiah, you are going to have spiritual adversaries, but He's already given us all power and authority in the name of Yeshua against the adversary. We need to stand in His word. We need to cry out to Him that He would pull us out of the nets that the enemy has tried to lay snare for us. And that includes COVID-19. That includes any plague or pestilence that would come across our path. He's already promised to deliver us if we are trusting Him and walking in His Word. Psalm 25, verse 15, and I'm going to actually be reading from the Amplified Bible. My eyes are ever toward Yahweh, for He will pluck my feet out of the net. Again, I'm transliterating the name that they have, the Lord, which is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. So He actually pluck, deliver us out of the net of the enemy. Psalm 35, verse 7. For without cause they hid for me their net, a pit of destruction. Without cause they dug for my life. Again, the enemy would try again to bring snares and traps in our life, and he'll use people, you know. But we have to realize sometimes behind that person is a spirit that is motivating them to do these things. So we need to take authority over that. We need to put our trust in Him. Verse 8, let destruction befall my foe unawares. Let the net he hid for me catch him. Let him fall into that very destruction. Then I shall be joyful in the Lord. I shall rejoice in His deliverance. Again, David trusting God to deliver him from the adversary and foe. Psalm 57, verse 6. They set a net for my steps. My very life was bowed down. They dug a pit in my way. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. So here, what the enemy would try to plan for us, God is turning around and causing him to come to destruction. Psalm 124, verse 7. We are like a bird escaped from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of Yahweh, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 140, verse 5. The proud have hidden a snare for me. They have spread cords as a net by the wayside. They have set traps for me. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. Again, we see a time where church doors are closed, where people are not able to gather together. But the Father says, do not forsake the assemblings of yourselves together. You know, the internet is a tool, but it doesn't replace coming together. You know, and the enemy is trying to use this COVID as a snare and a net to stop the Father's word from going forward, but he cannot stop it in the name of Yeshua. We need to take authority over that. We need to take a stand in the spirit realm and pray for God's deliverance from this snare of the enemy. Proverbs 29, verse 5. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his own feet. We need to be aware of false flattery. We need to not seek the flattery of men. And believe me, if you're in the ministry and you are teaching the word, there are times when people will come across your path and they will flatter you to try to, you know, push their own agenda. But we need to be sensitive to the Ruach, because the Ruach will reveal hidden motives to us. We can't seek men's flattery. We can't seek to please men. We have to please God. You know, it's one thing, it's nothing wrong with giving people a sincere compliment, giving your rabbi or pastor telling them that, you know, that word that was shared really spoke to my heart, the Ruach really ministered to me, if you mean it sincerely. But again, we need to look to please the Father, not to the flattery of men, because I found out a lot of times the people that are flattering you are the first ones that will turn against you when they don't get what they want. 2 Timothy 2:26. Let me just get over there, 2:26. Let's go up a little further. I'm reading from the Tree of Life version, beginning with verse 19. Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord keep. Let me go back to that again. Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord keep away from unrighteousness. Now at a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for common use. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the Master, prepared for every good work. Now flee from youthful desires. Instead, pursue righteousness, faithfulness, love, and shalom with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they produce quarrels. The Lord's slave must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach and tolerant. Let him give guidance with humility to those who are in opposition. Perhaps God may grant them a change of mind, leading to the knowledge of truth. Then they may regain their senses and escape the devil's snare in which they are held captive by him to do his will. So here the key, this is God's wisdom here. Let him give guidance with humility to those who are in opposition. Again, why? So that they will gain their senses and escape the devil's snare. Again, the enemy is using them to come against God's anointed. But here the instruction is through Paul, through the Ruach, is to, again, give guidance with humility. Why? So that they which are held captive by him to do his will may be delivered from the snare of the enemy who is trying to use them to come against God's people. And again, this could be another believer too, who thinks he is doing the right thing, but he's not. He's actually being manipulated by the enemy, and we have to be aware of that. We can't allow the enemy to use us to come against God's plans and purposes. We need to be sensitive to the Ruach and walk in the Spirit. Psalm 19:14 regarding He is our strength. Psalm 19:14-15. And keep your servant from willful sins. May they not have dominion over me. Then I will be blameless and free from great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Adonai, my rock and my Redeemer. We have to, again, watch the words that are coming out of our mouth as well. Watch what we are meditating on within our heart. Elvino Mokano, our Father, our King, we thank you, Father, that you deliver us from our adversaries. We thank you that we walk in wisdom, Father, that we walk in your plans and purposes, and that we don't unwittingly allow the enemy to use us against our brethren, and that you deliver us, Father, from the plans and snares of the enemy who would try to trip us up, Father, as we walk along the path you have called us to walk, that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the things that we need, Father, for our life, for our ministries and callings, Father, will be added unto us. I thank you, Father, that you are aware, Father, of the principalities and powers that come against your children. But you've also given us everything we need, Father, to stand against the plots of the enemy. You have given us the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh. You have given us the authority of the name of Yeshua. Father, that you give us wisdom, Father, to understand what is going on and how to fight the enemy in the spirit. Father, I thank you that you keep our feet, Father, on that straight and narrow path, and do not allow the enemy, Father, to throw a net to trip us up in our path. Thank you that your angels encamp around about us and are walking there doing warfare, Father. As we speak forth your word, Father, they are there to protect us and guide us. You said in Psalm 91 that they protect us, that even our feet, Father, would not stumble. Father, I just thank you that we submit ourselves to your will, your plans and purposes, and that you guide us gently, but if necessary, lead us forcefully to our proper destination. In Yeshua's name, amen.